This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
How might financial companies in the financial system combat climate change? Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell addresses this at a climate conference today. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
The extent to which the U.S. Federal Reserve should be involved in climate change policy is controversial. Christina Skinner at the Wharton School says it boils down to whether the Fed's policies are reactionary or if the Fed is on the offensive. If there's a climate shock or a disaster, the Fed can adjust monetary policy to try to mitigate loss. What Skinner says it can't do are things like
using its balance sheet to go out into the world and buy green bonds to try and direct the flow of capital in that direction is not really on the table like it is for some other central banks.
In some countries, central banks can take that kind of action, but the U.S. financial system just isn't set up that way. Carolyn Shellhorn at St. Joseph's University says the Fed, though, has to recognize that it doesn't create monetary policy in a vacuum.
The central banks depend on each other. None of them work in isolation.
She says private multinational banks need consistent guidance from central banks around the world to make investment decisions, including those that align with climate change mitigation goals. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.